You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We serve the God who is the Lord of hosts. In Him we can trust fully. He is the creator of all things. Everything belongs to Him. He is the possessor of the heavens and the earth. Today is Blessed Monday, and we are here to pray. Our theme for the month is Trust in the Lord from Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Today's prayer time is centered on the importance of trusting in God. The importance of trusting in God from the scripture Isaiah 26, verse 4, which reads, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Isaiah 26, verse 4. Now, trust is the very foundation of every lasting relationship with God. If you want to have a lasting, forever relationship with the Lord, you have to walk with Him by trust. Scripture says that for we walk by faith and not by sight. How can you walk by faith in the Lord? You first need to trust Him. You must believe that He that is faithful, He will surely complete that which He has begun. He will never go back on His word. That He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Never going back on His word. So we ought to trust Him. It's the foundation of our walk with the Lord. It's based on trust. Until trust is the bedrock of our walk with God, we will keep wavering. And it is not right that we waver in our walk with God, stumbling here and there. No. So trust must fully be in play. Our hearts must trust in the Lord. God allows us to serve with freedom, confidence, and deep joy, especially when the applause or human support seems absent. In the absence of human validation, in the absence of human support, the Lord, by trusting in Him, we experience confidence, freedom, deep joy, even in the absence of human validation. The generation in which we live, we all know that a lot has to do with our eyes. Social media ads plaguing our phones every single minute. The generation is mostly distracted. a greater proportion of people on the earth who have access to devices are distracted. Our minds majorly being controlled as if we are being hypnotized. Probably, to a large extent, many are being hypnotized. The mind control to a very great extent, where companies are fighting for your attention. Some just want to profit from your attention. So anything that will make the news, even when it's bad news, especially when it's bad news, which does not edify, they keep pushing them to you so that they will make money. Your attention has been monetized. And when Mammon is in charge, nothing good will come out of it. In the midst of this, it means that human emotions have now been hijacked, where many are unwilling to even do anything great except they get some form of validation from people. It is very serious. And we need to be very careful in keeping our trust in the Lord, because it is only when our trust is in God that we can stand against the status quo, that we can take daring steps in pleasing the Lord. Only when our trust is in Him. The world, as we learned yesterday, the world wants to see something different from what they are doing. So if the church is mixed up with the world and there's no difference, then who is bringing the light for those in the dark to also see that there's something beyond where they are? The Lord help us. The only way we can be relevant to this generation as believers is to anchor our trust in the Lord. Because without that, we will just move about like they do. The Lord have mercy upon us. Our first prayer today is from Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. He that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. We are praying that, Father in heaven, keep me secure and unwavering in the name of Jesus. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray. Keep us safe, unwavering, O Lord. Keep us safe by trusting in you. Unwavering, unwavering, unwavering. Keep us secure and unwavering in you. Keep our trust secure and unwavering in you. We are praying because, Lord, without you, we can't do nothing. Without you, we will keep looking out for human validation. Without you, we will keep looking out for sameness and never standing out different like Daniel did. Never standing out different like Esther did. But, Lord, as we put our trust in you, Lord, firmly secure in you, we will be able to stand, to boldly stand like Moses did against the gods of Egypt. We'll be able to boldly stand like Abraham did, living the land of idolatry. We'll be able to stand, Lord, we'll be able to stand to be a reference for others to come to you. We'll be able to stand to be an example even unto the believers. We'll be able to stand, Lord, if our trust is firmly rooted in you. So we pray, help us, Lord. Secure our trust fully in you. Secure our trust fully in you. Secure our trust. Rababa kababo shebedebe kebedebe azandedededebe. Not only to confess it that, oh, my trust is in the Lord and do otherwise, but Lord, to behave accordingly that our trust truly is in you, in the name of Jesus. I am in the mighty name of Jesus. Our second prayer is from Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. Wow, fantastic. This is a beautiful scripture. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. I'd like to hear a verse of a song with this powerful scripture. So wonderful. I pray that Glow Music Records would note this down. This is a beautiful scripture. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Sometimes we feel that our trusting in the Lord is in vain, especially when we have put across some wonderful prayer topics waiting for the Lord to perform, and it seems that God is quiet. Then we begin to wonder, hey, is this trust in God really to be taken serious? Can I be assured that truly I can trust in the Lord? We start shaking. Today, Nahum 1:7 wants you to understand, you and I, we must understand that the Lord knows everybody that trusts in him. Sometimes we know that there's no backup. You know, there are people who say they trust in the Lord, but they have backup. Backup in the sense that they have some human connection that they are saying, I trust in God, but in their mind, oh, I have some link somewhere. And there are some too who you know for certainty that where you are right now, every single day is a miracle. The job you are holding right now, you know that every single day is a miracle. The marriage you are in, you know that every single day is a miracle. Your mind is so fixed in the Lord that everything, your children, your spouse, your parents, your siblings, you know that in your life, everything that revolves around you, and everything that is in your life, it is all held by the invisible and yet invisible hand of the Lord. Powerful, mighty hand, outstretched right arm. If not for the Lord, you would not be where you are. Trust in the Lord to that point where any other thing matters not. When you have a new house, you don't look at the house. You look at the Lord in whom you've trusted, knowing that he made it possible. The same God can take it away, and so keep your trust in him and not in the things. If you feel you know a president, the same God can take away that president, or take away that minister, or take away that person that you think that, oh, this person is my foundation, my pastor. The Lord can take him away. Let your trust be perpetually in the Lord. Oh, my wife is connected. The Lord can take her away, or my husband is my all in all. Hey, madam, your husband is your all in all. Be careful. The Lord can take him away. So let your trust totally be in the Lord. Hallelujah. We are praying, Father in heaven, help me trust your goodness, even in my weakest moments. Very powerful. Even when it seems that is difficult, help me trust in you. Please lift up our voices. and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Help me trust your goodness. To know that, Lord, your word says that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Help me trust your goodness, O Lord. Help me trust your goodness. In the name of Jesus, in my weakest moments, Lord, help me trust your goodness, not to move my mind to anything but, Lord, to you. To no one but 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 to you. To nothing else than to you. To nothing else than to you. To trust in you, Lord. To trust in you, Lord. To trust in you, Lord. Pray from your heart, Lord, help me not to trust in my bank reserves, but to put my trust in you. Not to trust in the work that I do, but to put my trust in you. Not to trust in my rich parents, but Lord, to put my trust in you. In the name of Jesus. We are praying our last prayer from Psalm 56, verse 11. In God have I put my trust. Oh, wow. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. This scripture is dealing with any spirit of fear lurking somewhere in our lives, in our minds, in our hearts. The spirit of fear must have no place in our lives. So we are praying, Father in heaven, let courage and confidence fill my life and ministry. Like I read earlier from Psalm 56, verse 11, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do unto me. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. In the name of Jesus. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Rebebe kebeze berebe yabaraba yabakaba mayandere berebe bekeberebe. Father in heaven, let courage and confidence fill our lives and our ministries in the name of Jesus. Zakabaraba rababa yakaya mayandere berebe kebebe zeberebe yakabaraba ayandororore berebe. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you have not given your life to Christ Jesus, please, I'm here to announce to you that Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. If you are searching for life, Jesus is the one to come to. If you are searching for a way which is the way of righteousness, it is Jesus that you must come to. If you are searching for truth, it is Jesus. Anything else is not the truth. What he says, he is the embodiment of truth. And so I'm inviting you right now, just say this short prayer after me, and the Lord Jesus will come into your heart by his Holy Spirit. He will live inside you and you make you a brand new man, living by righteousness and not according to sin and death, which every man is born into. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. I thank you that you died, you were buried, and on the third day you rose up again in victory, paying this dear sacrifice all because of me. Today, I surrender my heart to you, my life in totality to you. Please be my king, and Lord, let me be your servant. I give you all the glory, and I bless you, O Lord. I bless your holy name. Forever, I am yours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Let's sing this song from the depth of our hearts in the name of Jesus. Oh, song.
info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. You're welcome to the family of God. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.